This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Campaign promises are part of every presidential race. Big, sweeping campaign promises. Among Mr. Trump's, 25 million new jobs, 4% economic growth, repeal and replace Obamacare, better trade deals, America first. To get there, $500 billion at least in new infrastructure spending, deportation of undocumented immigrants, crackdowns on refugees, and a pullback from the global economy. In the weeks and months to come, we're going to be taking a good long look at the new administration's economic pledges and the way they are going to impact race and class and income inequality in this country in a series we are going to call The Big Promise. We begin today with President-elect's repeated pledge to cut off federal funds to sanctuary cities. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
Here's what it means to 22-year-old Thais Marquez to be in a sanctuary city. Marquez is undocumented and lives in Newark, New Jersey.
It means that I can be safe in my own city. If I get pulled over or if something happens, I know that my family won't be detained and I won't be detained.
More than 300 cities, counties, and states are so-called sanctuary places. Dan Kesselbrenner is the executive director of the National Immigration Project. He says there's no legal definition of a sanctuary city, but generally they have policies that keep government employees from cooperating with federal immigration enforcement.
So if you look up the local ordinances in New York and Chicago and L.A., it'll say, you know, don't contact these people when someone is seeking services.
Donald Trump has pledged to block federal funding to sanctuary cities. Illinois Comptroller-elect Susana Mendoza says Trump's plan
is morally corrupt, but more importantly as well, it's fiscally unsound.
Mendoza says it's not clear how much money Chicago would lose, but it'd be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. San Francisco has a city budget of more than $9 billion, with more than $400 million from the federal government.
You know, 5% of the budget is fairly significant.
Severin Campbell is with the city's Budget and Legislative Analyst's office. She says San Francisco would lose grants for housing and community programs.
There's also a lot of grants, for instance, criminal justice grants that show up like in the police and adult probation budgets.
The Senate blocked a bill earlier this year to cut federal funding for sanctuary cities, but says Alex Narasta, an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute.
These resolutions, these amendments have already been written. The idea has been out there for a very long time.
And he says with the Republican Congress and a Republican in the White House, a law to cut off sanctuary cities is certainly possible. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.